Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-five minutes after the hour, welcome back to The Whole Show. We're powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. With us now on our First Advantage hotline, a good friend of mine, Joel Cantalamessa from Ram Nation. Joel, my friend, kind of an up-and-down weekend. The Rams basketball team's rocking and rolling, but that football team continues to be a major concern for all of us, right?
If you lose on an obscure internet station at midnight, does it really count?
That's actually true. I don't know, man. You could be right. That could be the positive we could take out of this.
Well, we are a basketball school. Everyone knows that, so it might be good to focus on basketball from here on out.
Hey, I think I'm with you, man. You got the Rams playing in the Paradise Jam Championship game tonight, so there's a lot of excitement. Nico Medved, Isaiah Stevens, David Roddy. I mean, this group is really good, and they're deep, too. So I think a lot of people are pumped about it. But, Joel, I wanted to get you on. You have a pretty good relationship with Joe Parker, with athletic director for Colorado State, right?
Yes.
And you sat down with him a couple of weeks ago and talked. You know, you guys, I loved the conversation, man. It was open. It was candid. I really thought Joe did a great job with you on that conversation as well. But as you know, Joel, you see more fans' comments than anybody. There were a lot of people that were not necessarily thrilled with some of Joe's comments about Steve Addazio and the future and expectations.
Yeah, you almost feel bad a little bit for Joe. I mean, since we started doing these monthly recordings with him, you know, kind of to let him give the state of CSU athletics and let us kind of ask as fans questions that we want to hear answers to, he's been more than gracious to come on and answer pretty candidly anything that we ask. We try to, yes, I mean, some of it is we're asking, we're truly interested in what's going on in the athletic department with certain programs, but we also want to know, like, when things are going bad, what's going through his mind? And, you know, so that conversation we did get into a little bit more, you know, tougher subjects, and he more than willingly answered them. Now, I don't think that he probably, I bet you he probably wishes he could have taken a few of them back. You know, and a lot of people on social media took and ran with some of his comments. I think they took them a little bit out of context from the standpoint of, you know, look, he was basically some of these comments that he was saying, like, look, you need to be accustomed to the pain and suffering of losing sometimes. He wasn't saying that as like, hey, just take it and bear it, you know, grin and bear it. He was saying that in terms of, look, we don't feel like turnover right now, changing the head coach is going to be very healthy for the football program, you know, change for the sake of change. You know, sometimes when you make a change, you got to have some patience. And that's what he was really saying. You know, it came out a little rough, I think. And I admit, you know, when I heard it, I was like, yeesh, that's not going to go over very well. But, you know, he really got the ire of some of the fans by saying, you know, social media isn't real and the way people act on social media isn't real. And I mute people on social media. You know, he was saying that not because he doesn't value the opinions of fans, but when you're basically sending him a message on Twitter saying, hey, effing idiot, you know, Joe Parker, why don't you fire the meathead football coach? You know, of course, do you want to hear that kind of rhetoric? You know, if you want to be constructive and, you know, offer some opinions with a rational head, then I think that's all he was saying. And I am not, I'm not a Joe Parker apologist, but I do know that you know, everyone makes him out to be the devil, that he doesn't really care about this place. The guy has had two kids go through school at CSU. He loves it in Fort Collins. He loves his job. He's trying hard to you know, everything else aside from football is really in a good place. But, you know, football is what everyone cares about. And right now, what are we, 14 games under 500 since he took over the AD job? It's not a good situation right now.
Yeah, it's not getting any better anytime soon on the football side. But, you know, I tweeted that out over the weekend too, Joel. I said something like, hey, the thing about Joe Parker is all the other programs are doing well. And of course, nobody wants to hear that. They go into, well, most of those weren't his hires and all that. Yeah, maybe so. Medved was his. But you're also giving the coaching staff the resources needed to be successful. So I know it's all about hiring and firing with a lot of people, but there is, it's not like Joe Parker just comes in to hire coaches and then he goes to the Bahamas. It is constantly working on schedules and things like that with all these programs. So it's beyond just the hiring and firing aspect.
Well, for sure. I mean, you look at the track record. He had a big hand in finishing off the stadium, securing the canvas naming rights for the stadium, record numbers in fundraising and ticket sales, you know, early. Obviously, a lot of that had to do with the stadium. But there's all that stuff that really not a lot of people care about. And frankly, I don't necessarily care about. You know, he knows that right now I'm not happy with football and fans are not happy with football. And he will tell you that he is not happy with football. It's frustrating, and everyone's frustrated. They wanted to see quicker results. And I think that what is interesting to me is that he's so perplexed by this really, really angry mob of Ram fans who have had this horrible reaction to the performance of Coach Addazio and the football program. But I think I just don't think he's grasping, or even Joyce McConnell, when they made the hire of Addazio, I just don't think that they realized that, you know, people really wanted to be inspired by the hire. I think a lot of people obviously had their hopes in getting, you know, Tony Alford or an up and comer. And when they hired Addazio, who's got this kind of a lackluster career as far as wins and losses go, I mean, when I heard the news, I was a little dejected, quite honestly. You know, I came around once I heard him speak and heard his vision for the program, I got on board. You know, I thought, you know, this could be the right guy. And obviously so far it has not worked out, but I just think that's the biggest part of it. The reason you're seeing this reaction is that not a lot of people were on board with this hire in the first place. So he really needed to come out of the gates hot, and he's gone 1-3 and now probably 3-9 in his 1.5 seasons. So, you know, the other thing that Joe says that I don't particularly love, and I know it rubbed people the wrong way, is that, you know, he said that CSU has only had a winning season in 42% of seasons in program history. You know, so he's saying that again in terms of, hey, we need to be patient. But, you know, regardless, I probably would not be using that in my argument on defending the program, because, you know, just because we have stunk in the past doesn't mean we should stink going forward. I don't like rationalizing that way. And more so, in no other point in CSU history has CSU ever invested in football like they are now, with facilities, salaries, and all those things. So to me, what has happened in the past is irrelevant. And, you know, they're doing all the right things for football outside of, you know, finding the right formula or the right leader to get it done on the field ever since McElwain left 7 years ago.
Well, you're right. We're talking to Joel Cantalamessa of Ram Nation, who did sit down and does sit down with Joe Parker on a regular basis. And the last conversation they had certainly had Rams fans a little up in arms. But you're right. It's kind of like Dick Monfort with the Rockies a few years ago when he said, you know, you can't expect to be in the playoffs. I mean, once out of what, every 5 years, two out of every 5 years. And I'm starting to wonder if this state even needs a team. When you start saying stuff like that, you are, without, you know, putting a lot of thought into it, you are kind of saying, you know, you guys shouldn't be used to winning, so I wouldn't get used to it now. And that does rub fans the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard Joe make the comment in the past as well, and it's, you know, if it were me, I would just say, look, this isn't acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to anyone in our football program. We've got to get it fixed, and we've got to get it fixed fast. It's not happening fast enough for us. We know it's certainly not happening fast enough for the fans. We're working on fixing it. We promise. You know, that's just leave it at that.
Right.
But, you know, but he's not. He's just to his credit. He wants to speak what's on his mind, sometimes in being candid, he just went a little too far. They just said things that just were taken probably the wrong way, but, you know, still there is some sentiment that, I've heard him say it multiple times, that I think he believes that, you know, we just have to be patient, and we're not a real patient society right now. I'm not either. You know, it was funny. I heard, you know, Mike Leach was interviewed about the rash of firings this year in 2021, and some of which have, you know, coaches and they're not even finishing their second year, kind of like Addazio. But he basically said people are nuts. This firing, this trend is nuts. And he said that he thinks that it's the addiction to machines, phones, you know, and instead of people communicating with one another, and people making decisions based on their own independent kind of thought. It's just this like snowball effect of everyone seeing this negativity on social media and just spewing the same thought over and over. And it's just fire, everybody, you know, and he, you know, Mike Leach was saying, I just don't think that's very healthy. And I agree with that. When you see the behavior on Twitter, it's a cesspool, but you know, that doesn't mean that the opinions aren't valid. I mean, we're all wondering, is keeping Addazio the right guy, even though he's only 13 games into his tenure? I'm wondering it myself.
Well, yeah, and I think you mentioned Tony Alford. If you go that route, if you go with a young guy or not necessarily, you know, a guy that's not necessarily proven yet, but maybe he moves the needle for fans, Alford would have been that guy. They give you way more patience, too. I mean, yeah. Addazio comes in with a lot of football under his belt, and it's not a lot of good football. It's not a lot of bad football, but it's just mediocre football. So if you don't get off to a quick start right off the bat, everybody reverts right back to, well, that's what he did at Boston College. Why should we expect anything different here?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Brady. I mean, if it was Alford, whether or not Alford was going to be a good coach or not, you know that he would not be getting this firestorm of criticism like Addazio is right now, because so many people wanted to give him that chance, and you're going to build in more patience with him. You know, but you also look at would people have gotten excited over a Blake Anderson, who Utah State hired? I think that he would have been a perfect hire for CSU. You know, his track record at Arkansas State, and then what he did at Utah State this season with a program that basically quit. They quit on their university last year. They cost CSU a football game because they didn't want to come out and play. They quit. That program was a dumpster fire. They are now, well, until this past, they're 8-3. Until this past Saturday, they were in the driver's seat for winning the Mountain Division and playing in the conference championship game. So he took that program. That just shows you that it can happen. It can doesn't require this brick by brick. Every location is different. Every situation is different. But CSU was obviously got a lot more to build, apparently. But what he did there in just less than one season is what I think people hang their hat on and say, look, it can happen. It can happen there. It can happen here. Why can't it happen here? And, you know, I don't think that change for the sake of change is smart, you know, but you see a guy like Gary Patterson fired. If there's not a more proven coach out there who's shown that he can take a team from the WAC to Conference USA to the Mountain West, to now then being courted by the Big East and then ultimately into the Big 12, where they've competed for years and now he's let go, surprisingly. If you've got a guy like that on the phone that you could have as your coach, for me, I would probably say let's go that direction. And, you know, I've seen I'm not necessarily to the point where we saying that we need to fire Coach Addazio, but if you got a guy like Gary Patterson who is proven on the hook, that's where I think, well, let's find a way to pay that $3 million or $1.5 million on January 1st and go get a proven guy like that. But, you know, I don't know. It's been a rough season, and everyone's tensions are heightened, and mine are no different.
Yeah, no, I hear you, my friend. And, of course, I love your outlet. I do. You know, the Ram Nation is so much fun since I became a part of it. It's allowed us to get our messages out for a lot of CSU Ram stuff, good or bad. I mean, I love hearing from the fans. I really do, because that's what makes the world go round. And yeah, some of them get a little too extreme, and you can understand why Parker might want to shut that out. But, Joel, I've got about a minute here. One last thing. If you had to play a prediction game based on your conversations with Joe, is Addazio back next year?
I feel like 100% he's back next
year.
I'm
with you. I do too. Ram Nation again. Joel, how do people, if we got Rams fans listening right now, they want to get involved, what's the first step? Do they just go to the site and then get rolling?
Yeah, you go to ramnation.com. We have all of the news links for all the news about CSU right there on the homepage. We have contests. And then the message boards is really what everybody cares about. So you go to the Rambling board is our main free athletics board. And go there, you can create an account and start posting, or you can just read all the hooligans on there and see how crazy some of us are. You mentioned it, Brady, that, you know, that people get extreme, but I will say that at least they're still here and talking about CSU. It's the ones that just bail and don't come back, those are the ones you're worried about.
That's why we need the media. That's why we need you, Joel, us here, the folks of the Coloradoan. And I know Adazio's kind of been at odds with some of them. We have a good relationship, I think, with Adazio, but I've been harping on this all year. I know he gets frustrated with questions and he lashes out sometimes, but sooner or later, there's going to be outlets that just say, I'll go cover CU. I'll go cover UNC. I'll go cover the Nuggets if this is how we're going to be treated. So you're right. This is ultimately, it's better that we're talking about it rather than ignoring. So hopefully we can mend some fences, and maybe that comes with a few wins next season, and the media and Coach Adazio all just become best friends.
That would help. Winning always cures a lot of things, Brady.
Yes, it does, my friend. Joel, appreciate you, dude. I love what you do. I love that outlet. And we'll look to catch up with you soon, okay?
Hey, thank you so much for all your coverage of the Rams. It's so good for us Ram fans, bud. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you, my friend. That's Joel Cantalamessa of RamNation.com. I'm telling you, if you're a Rams fan, if you're kind of a Rams fan, that message board is a blast. There are some damn good hooligans on there. There are damn good Rams fans on there that you guys do your work, your homework. I mean, I asked the question, our Power to Play Sports poll question today, is David Roddy the best? Are we seeing the best CSU men's basketball player ever? And you guys are just dropping knowledge, dropping stats, dropping everything. I love it. Those are the sports fans that make these shows and everything go round. So do your research. Bring your takes. Bring your written stuff. I love it. Keep it coming. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. UNC Bears, a little struggling on the basketball side yesterday. We'll talk about that when we come back, as well as more on Colorado State. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.